just like fire. Turning up the way. Fuck it like the world up for just one day. Watch this madness full of boucherie. No one can be just like me anyway. Just like magic, I'll be flying free. I'ma disappear when they come for me. I kick that ceiling, what you gonna say? No one can be just like me anyway. Just like fire. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Just like fire, getting this Thursday morning started off right. Going to be a little chilly, but it's going to be sunny, so not too bad today. And in the studio this morning with me is one of my dear friends. Kelly McLeod is here. She is the publisher of Bella Magazine.
Hello. We're lighting it up this morning.
Yeah. I said, what do you want to hear? Something mellow? You got a friend? And she said, no, fire, pink.
We got to wake up. Light
Let's
it up.
Wake up, people.
Bring on the fire.
Bring on the fire. So how you doing?
Doing all right.
Feisty, all right. I see, with the chilly weather.
Yes. Even when I was a kid, cold weather would make me kind of hyper.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, there's no other response.
Yeah, right? Keep moving.
Other than going under the covers and staying
there. If that is an option, that's the best one.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Yes. So the new issue of Bella is out. I love the cover.
Isn't it great? Joey Powell.
So and pretty.
The title is Heart and Soul.
Uh-huh.
As you know, it's February.
Yes.
But we like to look at things from a different lens and angle. So, yeah looking at heart and soul and love and what feeds us in different ways.
I love that. Well, and I also love the banner across the top that says celebrating 20 years.
20 years. Speaking of on fire.
Wow, that's so I do remember when this first came out. I really do.
Yeah.
It was amazing. And it's amazing that you're still alive and well. And the magazine quality has never gone down. It's always gotten better and better every issue. There's always a different article, something for everyone. And fashion and women's health and just there's so many things. Y'all have done a beautiful, beautiful job with this.
Thank you. A lot of love and time goes into it by the whole team.
No question about it.
Yeah.
So I love the heart and soul. And then one of the things in the middle we have, you got me right away because I was flipping through and I stopped immediately when I saw the puppy dogs.
And I think, you know, I took over as editor 10 years ago. I've owned it for about 3, but this is the first time I ever put myself in Bella.
I saw that. Is that your baby that you're holding
my
in the picture?
Finn.
Is that a Maltese?
He's a mutt.
Oh, it looks like a little mutt.
He's a little mutt.
His little paws.
The cutest thing. He's my little travel life bud.
Oh, yeah. Well, he looks a lot like my little Amore that passed away a couple years ago. Very similar face. Yeah, same face, the same little inquisitive look.
Yes.
I opened it up and I went, oh, that's Amore. No.
It was so ironic that we did this issue and we had me and Finn in here. Mm-hmm. And my other dog died while we were working on this issue. I was that's kind of ironic.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Thank you. He had a long, good life.
How old was he?
I don't know. He was a rescue also, and we got him 10 years ago, and they said that he was 2, but mm-hmm. I lovingly joke that rescues always say they're 2. Because
true.
They don't know. They're like, he's not a puppy anymore, so he's 2.
Yep. Yeah. No idea.
Zeus seemed like he was at least 15 or more. He was an old guy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
So he had a good life.
There are little babies and our partners and just everything. They're amazing.
Are.
They're amazing.
And Zeus was very well traveled. He became a Facebook rock star when Michael and I did our 2-3 month sailing trip to the Bahamas, and Zeus went with us, and we would put out updates, and all people cared about was Zeus.
That's true.
Where's Zeus? Yeah, how's Zeus?
Once you put your dog on your Facebook or Instagram,
about you.
Nobody cares. Where's the dog?
Yeah.
But it's a great article, and a couple of other rescues are in here, and some great photos, and who's your photographer? Do you use several photographers?
I have 2, Kate Trek and Tony.
Because they're great.
They are.
The quality
they
of your
pictures. So talented.
So defined.
Yes.
So, it's such good definition.
Yes. Tony Sparks, Kate, they do a great job.
Well, the one in the the article that says puppy love, there's a big picture
and
of the puppy in the
dog.
Weeds.
Isn't that so cute? Little dog looking through the grass. I mean, that's art.
I'm serious. That's why I asked you who your photographer was.
Because
when I know Kate, she's always at all the events and everything and does such a great job. But
she has a lot of fun with shoots like this.
Yes.
Well, I also love the picture of your baby. I'm not sure what it is, but it's on a kayak. Do you take your dog on the kayak?
Yeah, this was on a kayak. And
because the look on his face is he's not too sure about that.
As long as he can see me. He does. He will crane his neck back to look
at me.
That's
the cutest thing.
He's been on paddle boards. He's been on the sailboat.
Really?
Yeah, he's been on...
How does he not jump
planes,
off?
Planes, trains, automobiles. He's been all over.
How does he not jump off? Because my dog would not last 2 seconds on a paddleboard.
He is so glued to me. He's not going anywhere.
Oh, that's so
I know.
Sweet.
It's great.
I know. It's so sweet. We're talking with Kelly McLeod, publisher of Bella Magazine. The new issue is out on newsstands now. So if you have a question for her, this is Pep Talk. This is an expert panel, and she is the expert on Bella Magazine. The number is 850-437-1620. Please text in a comment or a question if you have one. We'd love to hear from you. Okay, so tell me more about this issue. And how, you know, I'm kind of curious about the process, Kelly, because every month, I mean, you have to decide what you're going to do. And I know that y'all plan way out further than a month, of course. But how do you decide what goes in each issue? I mean, I know that's you and the editor and the team, but because I look at it and finished product makes sense to me. But I'm thinking as you're creating this, because it's all creative, yeah. How do you decide? I mean, that's,
and
I'm
somebody
always
asked
impressed.
Me the other day, like, why do you have Heart and Soul and then you have Joey Powell on the front? And mm-hmm. I was like, well, think about what Joy does at Baptist and the work and the care and love that goes into her work in the community. And
right.
So that's how we tie things together. There's always a through, you know, thread.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. A through line. Yeah.
Because you got to have something to help keep you on track and keep you up because there's so much to talk about and cover. So we have to have, it's our own little guardrails.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. Yeah. So interesting. So, okay, so we've got the story about Heart and Soul. So talk a little bit about Joy. As you said, she was with Baptist?
Yes. And I did not get to meet Joy, but I think everybody else I know knows her and just really speaks very highly of her, the work she does there at Baptist and the work she does in the community. And I love her picture on the cover.
It's beautiful.
There's such silent strength and warmth mm-hmm. at the same time. And I really love that.
Yeah, there's something very, I can't quite find the right word for it, but very tranquil maybe, but powerful.
But yeah,
maybe
yes,
powerful.
But it's at the same time.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
You can't fake that. Like, that's authentic.
Yeah, I don't think I have any pictures like that.
Tranquil, no.
Tranquil's gonna, a rare moment when you see Tranquil over here. Okay, so then I was flipping through. Now, as many great articles as you have, and I sure love the puppy pictures, but this one won me over. Grandma was right.
Oh, isn't that hilarious?
On page 23, I think it is.
Yes, Leslie Peck. She always does our beauty articles.
I loved it.
She had a very close relationship with her grandmother. Uh-huh. So I thought it was neat that she went back and looked at it this way, you know?
Oh, well, I'm good. Because I guess it's that generation. She's probably younger than me because I'm looking at her. These sound like my mom. More than my grandma, I hate to say.
But it's classics. You know, we try to come up with all these new fancy ways of taking care of ourselves.
Right.
And the basics from decades, centuries ago are still what work.
Yeah, before you had to look in your phone to see, you know, what you're going to do today.
Right.
I mean, this is all.
Right.
Just,
and before you're like, let me go to social media and see the latest beauty
mm-hmm.
trend.
Or what I need to
cream
be, what I should be
and
doing.
And serum and.
Botox.
All this.
We should maybe go through a couple of these just to give our listeners some tips.
Yes. Eat a balanced meal. I mean, duh.
Stop it.
I always had rosacea. So I'd be real red really? And like little rash at times on my nose, around my nose and cheeks. And mm-hmm. At one
That's,
point,
I was
a
thinking
few years
having
ago,
a great complexion.
Well, thank you. A few years ago, it did get good. And people were like, what happened? You know, your skin looks great. What did you do? And it's like,
oh, I stopped eating.
Well,
chocolate.
Yeah, no wine, sugar, and all the things that right. really impact the gut. And then my skin just magically got better.
Right.
So it
right.
works.
Yeah.
Rubber gloves work wonders. I don't do this. I have friends and relatives that use rubber gloves for washing dishes and mm-hmm. keep your hands
Remember
from
those yellow
out.
Ones? Those What were those? Those.
Oh, my sister-in-law still has them. They're ginormous. I feel like it's like Breaking Bad or something. I don't know what's going to happen with these things.
No.
She has amazing skin, so I guess it works.
Oh, no. Yeah, I haven't seen those in a long time. Playtex? Was it Playtex? Was that the brand? The yellow Playtex gloves. That's what it was.
I don't know. All I can think is tampon when you say Playtex.
Oh, no. Sorry, guys.
Sorry, guys.
The women have taken over the show this morning. Okay, some of the other ones. Well, stay hydrated.
Stay hydrated, absolutely.
But I have more awareness of that, but I still don't. I love coffee. I love it. But they're talking about water. Drinking
yes.
water.
Yes.
And I'm bad about that. I don't drink enough water.
I love water.
Do you?
I do.
See, I actually never liked it.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny? And somebody said, how can you not like water? I said, well, it's just bleh.
Well, maybe if you're getting it out of a rusty tap or something like that, it's not good. And there's definitely probably someplace in Pensacola you don't want to drink out of the tap, but get a Brita filter.
There you go. That's exactly right. But that is a good one. Now, this was cracked me up. No heat or low heat hairdos.
Yes.
So what does that mean?
Hair drying, straighteners, curling irons, all the things we love to use that are so bad for our hair.
Yep, yep.
I've seen or read that a lot of times actresses on TV shows that they're on for years start wearing wigs because all the styling of their long,
teasing.
Wavy locks
teasing is, seems
kills
to be,
their hair.
I mean, I know it looks good when it's done, but it always seemed like the worst thing you could do to your hair.
Yes.
Teasing it just, oof. Okay. So this
the late 80s, I mean.
Well.
We were the queen of teasing.
I know where I speak.
Big spiral perms and teasing
exactly.
hair.
Now, this is one I like a lot. This is the dress up to go out. Now, that was something that my mother instilled in me. Don't go outside in your pajamas. Always look nice. You never know who you're going to see. And that has carried over with me. It is hard for me still to just go get the mail. To go get the mail, you know, because I have an outside box. Go get the mail. In my PJ. No, that's like, mom said, better just put a little.
And today, so many people will get on a plane in their PJs.
Correct. That's where I was going. How did you know? That's where I was going with this.
Put the crumbs, I'll follow them.
Yes, because we used to dress up to fly.
It was a big deal.
It was a big deal to fly.
Yeah.
And last time I flew, I was shocked. People in slippers. If you want to be amused one day, just go to the airport and hang out and see what people are wearing.
In so many ways, yeah.
Hands down, better than Walmart.
Yeah. I mean, I kept wanting to be comfortable.
Yeah, but there's
And then
comfort.
We went to workout clothes.
Right.
And then, the ball of yarn kept going and the rolling downhill and suddenly we're in PJs.
Yeah, it's just, my mother's favorite word was tacky. That's so tacky. I thought, oh, gosh, Mom.
It says a lot in that word.
I know. So look what she's wearing. That's so tacky.
You don't want to be tacky.
And it echoes in my brain. She's been dead at 20 years, and I'm still.
Moms have a way of doing that.
Yeah, right?
They definitely can echo from the grave.
Something else. Okay, what else have we got on this list of grandma's what was right?
Never go to bed with makeup on.
Is that where that came from?
Wait, what?
No, I don't.
I'm not supposed to do that?
No. I'm like religious about taking my makeup off.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, now I know where that came from. I had never thought about it.
Yep.
And brush your teeth. That was
and
the
brush
other
your
one
teeth.
Before you go to bed.
Yep.
That was
yep.
the other one. Okay.
Signature lip color. That is so not me.
Oh, dear.
But.
I've probably been using the same color.
My signature lip color is clear lip gloss.
Chapstick.
Exactly.
We really should not be on the air together.
We should not. Spell the beauty tips from Megyn Kelly.
You're right. We're just not the right group here.
Beauty rest. Sleep.
Yes.
It is the key to sleep and water. I mean, come on.
Sleep and water. It's true.
Yeah.
It is true.
And two most important things.
Getting some fruit in your diet.
And stretch and move.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
We all sit so much throughout the day.
You know, it's interesting. So many friends of mine now have gotten these stand-up desks at work where they don't sit down all day because they're on their computer. They actually have, and now they've got the stand-up desks with the little treadmills underneath.
Right. What can we do to keep ourselves working more and more and longer
it's
and longer?
It's interesting. Yeah, it's interesting.
Yes.
So. But this is just a really great article.
It is.
There's a few things we haven't mentioned. We'll leave it up to you to be surprised when you read through it.
So. And Leslie had some really beautiful pictures of herself as a child with her grandmother, but we just couldn't get them to work with good quality.
Right. Well, yeah.
But yeah, they were precious. I wish we had included them.
Yeah. Okay, so what else have we got going on?
We got
in February?
The bling on page 24.
Now here, this is for you guys. this is where the show shifts
Pay attention
in
men.
Your direction. It is now officially February 5th. What's today? Yeah, the 5th. That
sounds good.
9 days, gentlemen. Nine days.
Valentine's Day.
So there's some ideas in here of some beautiful bling. Like, I like that.
Most of us don't want candy. Some do, but, you know, we're worried about sugar and calories. But the bling. We always want the bling.
And let me give you a hint. No vacuum cleaners.
Oh, my God.
Just because she said she needs one.
Yeah.
Not on Valentine's Day.
No. Okay, How about you vacuum?
Ooh, see, that kind of prayer. I'd take that over a box of candy any day.
Right?
Yeah. To clean the house for a day. And I love those kinds of things.
Yes.
Where you get creative about doing something for your spouse or your partner.
Yes.
It's always kind of fun.
Yes. But yeah, there's some engagement rings. So if anybody's mm-hmm. thinking that. But then there's also just gorgeous necklaces and.
Oh, yeah. Really pretty pearls. Earrings. I still love pearls.
It's
just something classic
about
pearls.
They're Southern classic.
Mm-hmm. We see them a lot around here at all the galas and stuff. We've got Mardi Gras this month.
So oh, that's right.
Lots of
things happening. A lot of galas going on.
Got the Double Bridge Run this Saturday, so be aware if you're heading out to the beach.
It's always so cold and windy.
Well, it should be kind of nice Saturday. It's supposed to warm up a little bit. I think the high on Saturday is going to be around 66.
Okay.
Then in the morning, kind of in the 40s.
Hopefully it's not too windy.
So it's not too bad.
That wind is bitter cold.
So it shouldn't be too bad.
We have great fashion spread from our partners at Lee Tracy and a gorgeous model.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. So don't you wish you had a copy of Bella in your hands right now?
Right. You could be thumbing through here with us.
And then you always are out and about at some of the local events, and we get to see all of our friends all dressed up and some of the Christmas galas and some people that we all know that are in those. So it's always nice to see.
Yeah, we always have to. It takes a while in advance before we can get photos. And so, we've got the two Christmas events, Wreath of Joy, which is always a huge one.
It's
Wreaths
nice.
Of Joy, yeah.
Excellent. That's for ARC Gateway, right?
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
That's ARC Gateway.
And then, like you said, the Hope and Health Clinics, Christmas at the Clinic Gala. And they do great work in the community.
Which is really, really nice.
And we've got over Christmas for November and December, we did a holiday gift guide.
You know, that was fabulous, by
yeah,
the way.
We wanted to do one for February. It was just too soon for businesses after the holidays. But we did do, starting on page 34, kind of a holiday gift guide spread.
Oh, nice.
About 4-page spread in the middle. So that's a good one to check out some of our
local
businesses.
There's some good ideas for Valentine's, actually.
Yeah, just good places to check out that are always
things that you can do.
Yeah.
Places to go.
We're next month, I think, going to have a really cool story with our friends at Rusted Arrow doing a girls' night out Mahjong class.
You know, somebody told me they went to a Mahjong party last week.
Yeah.
This is the new thing, apparently.
It's huge.
Been around for centuries.
It has, but it's definitely been getting a resurgence in the
last
few
years. You think it's going to replace pickleball? Because that was kind of the new thing.
That's true.
It's a sit-down game.
Yes.
So there's hope.
Yes. I've never played, but I want to.
You know, I played it years ago, but I would have to get a refresher course.
Yeah, it seems complicated at first. Like,
I remember
you just
got to
learn
it.
All the different rules mm-hmm. and the all those kind of things.
Yeah, the different dice. Not dice, but they're like little
tiles.
Tiles, thank you.
That's
the word I was looking for. I was going to say squares, but that wasn't right. Tiles. Wow. Okay. So then, what do we have to look forward then in some of the upcoming issues? What are y'all looking at now? You've got a wedding. Do you have the wedding one coming up soon, or is that?
We don't.
Okay.
Although we usually, we start doing the bridal jewelry here. I think we have a couple of articles, but not like a full issue. March is going to be spring into action.
Oh, nice.
So looking ahead to spring.
And if someone had an article idea or they were interested in contributing something, how would they go about doing that, or who would they contact?
Best to just email news@bellamagazine.com. And then, we love to get story ideas and people in businesses and events to cover. We definitely welcome it.
Okay. So that, and if you want to see Bella online, you can also go to bellamagazine.com.
That's correct. And then Pensacola Bella on Facebook and Instagram and all the places. And if you want to advertise, so you can be seen with all these fabulous local businesses, sales@bellamagazine.com.
Okay. Yep. And I love a lot of the ads, too, because sometimes you go through a paper or magazine and the ads are kind of, I might even pay it. But these, believe it or not, sometimes I'm not sure which is the ad and which is the article.
Yeah.
They're beautifully done.
Thank you. It's a mix of the businesses doing it themselves, and then there's some that we design for them. But whether it's us designing or they are, a lot of times the businesses, they all want to know the themes because mm-hmm. they might tailor their ads for the themes. Bray is really good about doing that. Lee Tracy, a lot of them. So it's, yeah, they always fall with the theme of the magazine. So nice. It gives a more cohesive look.
It does. It really does.
Yeah, yeah.
So you do a profile on a friend of mine as well, and so I'm going to give a shout-out to her because I think she's just an amazing woman. Her name is Grace Resendez McCaffrey, and I'm Facebook friends with her, and she has her own newspaper as well. She's a publisher and editor for the Latin American and Spanish community here.
And I love this picture. Again, like, she's authentic, yeah, pure joy. Like,
feisty.
You can tell she's fun and yep. happy. And
looks great.
Yeah, and looks I've met great. Her, too, and she does have great positive energy.
Absolutely. So just really nice. I love how you profile certain people every month. And we have so many amazing women in this community.
We do. We don't run out.
No.
20 years. And we still can't cover everybody we want to. It's great. It says so much about Pensacola.
Absolutely. Well, I'm very high on Pensacola. I just think that we live in the best place in the world, one of the most beautiful places in the world. But what makes it beautiful, I believe, is the people.
Yes.
We have amazing people
very
here.
Very community-minded.
No question
very
about it. And very generous in that way as well.
Yep. Yep.
Okay, now I'm looking through, seeing some other things here. Do you ever have a favorite when you're looking at the issue? When you see something in the magazine? She looked at me like, oh, no, don't ask me.
No, it's a good question, but a hard one. Because I think as you thumb through front to back, you're like, oh, this is great. And then you keep, this is great. Oh, but this is great.
Right,
and
right.
Yeah. I can't pick. I do love the columns in the back that Charlotte Gorder and Liz Biggs do.
This month is Liz Biggs.
Well, we have both of them.
Oh, you do? That's right. I see.
Every month. Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But they're both great writers mm-hmm. and authentic and personal and have their own voice. And I love that.
And Charlotte has a book out now.
She does. It's gorgeous. Have you seen it?
Yes, I have.
I had it
beautiful.
On my coffee table.
Yep.
She's so talented.
Forgive me, I forgot the title, but I can see it. It's all about the beach and where we are. And it's
gorgeous. She has another book that I'm thinking of.
Oh, okay. We got two different books then. Maybe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, she's good.
She's wonderful.
Really sweet. Sent me a card after Zeus died.
Oh.
Beautifully written. I'm like, well, of course. She's an amazing writer. And she wrote this beautiful card. Aww. Yeah. She's great.
That's great.
Great team.
Okay. So if I wanted to pick up a hard copy of Bello, can you think of some of the places where it's distributed? Because it's all over town.
It is all over.
We have it here
at the
station.
If there's somewhere you'd like to pick it up that you don't think it's at, let us know. Joe Patty's, mm-hmm. the Downtown Y, a lot of places downtown. It's at Jen's Designer Deals in Gulf Breeze, at the Gulf Breeze Y, Interlake Coffee Shop.
Pensacola Beach Visitor Center. I know
the
that's
Visitor
out there.
Center,
So there's places on the beach as well.
Yep.
So you can pick up a hard copy and browse through it.
Yep. It's at all our advertisers, Bray, Lee Tracy, Plutique. A lot of places. We try to have it everywhere. We try to make it easy. Mm-hmm. And like you said, you can read it online. We have the individual articles, but then also the digital flip book that looks just like the magazine.
It's cool.
It's really cool.
I really thought it was neat because I was flipping. I thought this is the coolest thing to be on my phone flipping through a magazine.
Yeah, and
this
it looks
really
just
neat.
Like the magazine. Yeah.
Although I do have to confess, and I've said it before, that I like holding the hard copy in my hands.
Yeah.
I'm still a
There's
newspaper reader.
It.
I like that.
Yeah.
So. Wow, this is great. Okay, so if I'm an advertiser and I want to get in the next issue, sales would be the person to contact for that?
Yep, sales@bellamagazine.com. And remember that we work so far ahead. So,
right.
Like, we will be uploading March to printer next week.
Wow, okay.
So if you want to get in for April, let us know now because later this month we're going to have the cutoff for April.
Well, that makes sense. And so then if you're in hospitality or you have a restaurant or you have a place that you want to try to reach those tourists, you probably wanted to contact you guys now for those June, July issues.
Yep.
Okay, that sounds great. Now, the celebrating 20 years, what's on the plate for that? What are y'all going to do? I love the masthead that it's...
Yeah, we are.
Going to have a party? You going to do anything special for the team? Or
we are. So I can't announce it yet, but we are working with one of the local venues to plan something. It'll be in the September timeframe. So we've got time to let you know about it.
Okay. We've been visiting this morning with Kelly McLeod, publisher of Bella Magazine. Get your copy today. It's fantastic.
Thank you, Meg. Thanks for having me.
Okay. Remember, you can go to bellamagazine.com.
Light it up.
There you go. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio. 92.3, informative, local, dependable.